The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Two cats always looking for a silver lining, for sure. Michael Coleman, CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. I'm Tony Curry from Tony Curry Radio. I know we will always take a glass half full, and it will always be half full, not half empty, and we can always make lemonade of something. Something we also like to do is, and we talked about this last week in the show, whenever there is tragedy, whether it's Mother Nature or man-made, we do come together and we figure things out. And we've seen this now with, of course, the government shutdown and all the people that were affected by the SNAP program. Now that that's over and things are starting to trickle back into people's accounts and people can eat again, we wanted to find the positives based on what we've just been through. And I know you've got several of those.
Yeah, because we were just talking on Mission Minded about the importance of positivity and being thankful. And so the reality is that almost through any challenge, crisis, there's definitely the downside. Anybody suffering or hurting through something like that, there's a downside to it. We saw that with federal employees. We saw that with people who were concerned of losing their SNAP benefits. But we expect that, but sometimes we have unexpected things that come about. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we've had a few of those. I'll just share, just take a few minutes. So one of them is one that we've mentioned before, though, is how humans are so different. If you think about how oftentimes people who aren't spiritual in nature, kind of believe in just a general evolution and where the only the strong survive. And what's unique about humanity is we are compassionate towards the weak. If you're in a tribe of lions, and one of you gets hurt, you know, you get left behind to die, or you get pushed out of the thing, you know, because you're a weakness. And what we do is we have empathy and compassion, and we build systems to take care of those who can't take care of themselves. And so that becomes more evident when resources go by the wayside. We don't go, well, you know, I hate it. We give of our own resources. We share our food. We share our funds. We share our time. We share our compassion, all that. And it's just a good time to be thankful for all the people who showed up, who called, who wrote emails, who said, hey, can I come volunteer? What do you need? Here's some money. Or doing a food drive. And it was just all over our region. And it was just very encouraging to see the people genuinely care. Something else that I think I think is good. We're in this space all the time. So we talk about stuff like SNAP, and I've been in the nonprofit world. So I've dealt with people, low-income people, for many, many years. And I understand SNAP, and I understand how SNAP is a vital life link to a lot of people. And people who are working hard, or people who have run up on hard times. And I think I'm a fan of being a part of a nation that has some sort of safety net. Most countries in the world don't have it. If you don't work, if you don't get, you got nothing.
Yeah.
But also know I've seen a lot of abuse of SNAP, and I've seen a lot of I'll just leave it at the abuse of SNAP.
Okay. Well, yeah,
or,
I think we know.
Or disincentivized from going out to work. Like right now we have I think it was 50%, we're the third highest in the nation of people not going into the workforce. And part of it is, if you're giving people Section 8 housing, if you're paying for their housing and they're on Medicaid, and you're paying for their health care, and you're paying for their food, you are removing an incentive to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that works against you. Now, that's especially when you're talking about people who can work. So what happens, though, is most people go on about their lives. And when you have situations like this, where snap is talked about all the time, a lot of people will stop and go, okay, what is the snap thing about? So they dig into it a little bit, and so they become more educated on where these tax dollars are going and how they're typically spent. I've heard time and time again, they are blown away of the fact that 42 million Americans get SNAP benefits every single month. You know, one out of every eight, I think it is. And so they're just absolutely shocked by that. But the fact that they know that, hopefully with people who use their mind, they say, wow, so is it a scarcity problem? Is it who are all these benefits going to? Is it why do so many people need these benefits? Is it there's no jobs out there? Is, you know, what is, and they begin to think through these systems. And I think the more people take the time to educate themselves, it helps them be able to go through the noise, or withstand the noise, because you'll have a political party will stand up and predict, oh, they're not getting SNAP benefits. Thousands of children are going to die because you didn't dispense. Well, I mean, you get that kind of hyperbole, and you get it about every issue. You talk about how many people are going to suffer, how many people are going to die, on and on and on. And the reality is that a lot of people are turning those SNAP benefits into cash, maybe for good reasons. But it's certainly illegal. It's just more of a com. It's more complex, and a lot of people go, you know what? I don't. I just can't even get into it. If they qualify, they qualify. Whatever. I'm just going to go on about my life, and that's how most people do it. So it's actually a good thing to where the average citizen becomes more educated on what's going on around us and what our culture's doing and producing and not producing. And then I'll end it on a another positive, which is, it gives people the opportunity to step forward and just really think outside of themselves. There's a real calling in our community, where just for a minute people are like, and these are, and lots of times, a company will say, hey, we want to do a fun and food drive, and so we'll create a donation link for them. And they'll just send it out through all their employees. And we see lots of employees. I mean, they'll give $5, $2, $10. And I know those people, that $10, you know, is as high as groceries are, as high as fuel is, all that kind of stuff. I know that they would rather use that. They probably don't have that to give away. But it's just something about how people rise to the occasion and just make a difference in it. It warms my heart. And you know how Christ felt about it when the widow with the two mites, he was watching people come up to the treasury, and the rich were putting in lots and lots and lots of money. And they should have. But Jesus wasn't overly impressed with that. They were still walking away. But the woman who walked up with very little and gave it all, he's like, this is the real giver. And so I don't, it warms my heart, because I know there are people who don't have $10 to give who still give $10.
There's no
And
doubt.
people may say, well, what about the $1,000 giver? That's great.
Super.
But the $1,000 giver may have that in his pocket. It may be ho-hum to him. And the $10 giver may have really made a sacrifice. So we're truly thankful, now that we're on the other side of it. We are better prepared with lessons learned, all those kind of things. And so just a lot to be thankful for,
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my
and
man.
as it came about. You too, my friend.
Absolutely. HAFB, hashtag that bad boy, home, the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. They do wonderful work down there, 35 counties in the great state of Alabama they cover up. And I'm not sure what our schedule is going to be next week for Thanksgiving, but I do want to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving. And it's a very special time for a lot of people around your organization, because it all has to do with eating and probably overeating in some cases. But I appreciate you and everything you do. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.